V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. 1 Timothy 4, verse 15. Elisha said, "Pick up the arrows and hit the ground with them." Jehoash grabbed the arrows and hit the ground 3 times, then stopped. Elisha became angry at the king and exclaimed, "If you had struck it 5 or 6 times, you would completely wipe out the Syrians. Now you will defeat them only 3 times. Elisha had given Jehoash, the king of Israel, a plan from God for not only defeating his enemy, but eliminating him permanently as a future threat. But the plan depended on 2 important things. First, being fully obedient, and second, being passionate. Jehoash passed the first test, but failed the second. He was obedient to what the man of God told him to do, but didn't go far enough, and he didn't put his heart and soul into it. In short, he settled for less than God had planned for him. Maybe he was tired or distracted. Maybe he didn't listen carefully to the prophet's instructions. Or maybe he thought token obedience would be as effective as wholehearted obedience. The Bible doesn't tell us, but this much we do know. He forfeited God's best because he wasn't passionate enough. Now, don't miss the lesson here. It's not enough just to say, "I've obeyed the Lord." You must obey him wholeheartedly. Otherwise, you can end up compromising your future and failing to experience the fullness of what he has in mind for you. Paul bottom-lined it to Timothy in these words. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. In other words, when God tells you to do something, be passionate about it.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.
V180.